This is the Sakar Murli of the 8th of July, 2026. Essence, sweet children, don't become extroverted while sitting in this gathering. Stay in remembrance of the Father. By remembering your friends, relatives and business, etc., you create obstacles in the atmosphere. Question. What is the speciality of the spiritual drill of you children that human beings cannot have? Answer. Your spiritual drill is of the intellect. Its speciality is that you become lovers and remember your beloved. This is referred to in the Gita as man above. However, people don't know their beloved, the Supreme Soul, so how could they perform this drill? They teach one another how to perform physical drill. Om Shanti. You children understand, and the Father also understands, what the children who are sitting here, those who are conducting meditation, are doing. They are conducting the drill of the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no need to put anything into words. Whose remembrance is this? Remembrance of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiv Baba. To the extent that we stay in remembrance of him, on the pilgrimage of remembrance, all our sins will accordingly be burnt away, and we will become conquerors of sinful actions. This is drill for souls, not bodies. All the drills that people in Bharat teach are physical, whereas this one is a spiritual drill. No one apart from you children knows this spiritual drill. This spiritual drill is referred to in the Gita. The versions of God are also the versions of God's children. You have now become the children of God, Shiv Baba. You children have been given the direction. Constantly remember me alone. The Father teaches you drill. You children also teach the same drill. In the previous cycle too, the Father said, remember me, your Father. There is no need to repeat this again and again, but he does have to say it. If, while sitting here, any of you continue to remember your friends, relatives or business, etc., you create obstacles in the atmosphere. The Father says, while you are sitting here, and when you are walking or working and moving around, stay in remembrance. Just as a lover and beloved continue to remember one another. Their remembrance is physical, whereas your remembrance is spiritual. On the path of devotion too, souls are lovers of the beloved, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, but neither do they know their beloved, nor do they know themselves to be souls. The Father, the beloved, has come. Souls have become lovers through the path of devotion. It is a matter of souls and the Supreme Soul. The Father personally tells you children, you lovers who remember me, your beloved, say, Baba, come. Come and liberate us from sorrow and take us back with you to the land of peace. You know that this land of sorrow, this land of death, is now to be destroyed. Death to the land of death and victory to the land of immortality. You have now become Brahmin children, but it is also number-wise among you according to your efforts. You children should have full faith that you are now changing from the residence of hell into the residence of heaven for 21 births. When someone dies, people say that he has become a resident of heaven, but no one knows for how long he has become a resident of heaven. You are now making effort to become residents of heaven. Who is inspiring you to have this faith? It is the God of the Gita. However, he is the one and the only incorporeal one. People do understand that the incorporeal one is incorporeal. So how would he come here and teach us? Because of not knowing the Father, they have put Sri Krishna's name by mistake according to the drama. At this time, Sri Krishna and Shiva have a close relationship. The birthday of Shiva takes place at the confluence age. Then tomorrow it will be the birthday of Sri Krishna. The birthday of Shiva is in the night, whereas the birthday of Sri Krishna is in the early morning at dawn. When the night of Shiva comes to an end, the birth of Sri Krishna takes place. Only you children can understand these things. It is a law that no one sitting in this gathering is allowed to become extroverted. Stay in remembrance of the Father. People call out, "O purifier, come, come and purify us." However, according to the drama, those with stone intellects don't understand anything at all. If they did, they would tell others. They don't even know that it is now the end of the Iron Age, and that when the Father comes, it is the beginning. People are in total darkness. People believe that 40,000 years of the Iron Age still remain. The unlimited Father explains that no limited Father can ever be the purifier. Many people have been given the name Bapu. Even older men are called Bapu or Pitaji. Only the one is the spiritual Pitashri Father, who is the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. You children need this knowledge in order to become pure. No one can become pure just by bathing in water. You know that Shiv Baba is in front of you, present in this body. He is teaching you Brahmins Raj Yoga through Brahma. They say God speaks to Arjuna. There is no name or trace of Brahmins. It is remembered that the establishment takes place through Brahma and that sustenance takes place through Vishnu. The establishment would only take place through Brahma, not through Vishnu or Shankar. You children receive this explanation at this time. The Father has to come here. No soul can return home. Everyone who comes here has to pass through the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. Sri Krishna has taken the full 84 births and has played a part for the full 5,000 years. It is considered a birth even while the soul is in a mother's womb. From the moment the Sri Krishna soul comes down and enters a womb, he has played the part of 84 births in 5,000 years. You celebrate the birthday of Shiva when he is sitting in this one. Similarly, When the Sri Krishna soul enters a womb, there is movement, and the calculation of 5,000 years begins from that moment. If it were any different, it would be 5,000 years minus that much. These matters are very subtle and have to be understood. You children know that the Sri Krishna soul is once again taking this knowledge in order to become Sri Krishna once again. You too go from this land of Karns to that land of Krishna. The Father sits here and explains these things to you children. The Father says, Maya is very powerful. She defeats good Maharatis too. While some are receiving this knowledge, there are sometimes bad omens. They become amazed when they hear this knowledge. They belong to me. They speak this knowledge. Oh, Maya, they still run away. There are then bad omens over their earning and income. There is an eclipse of the bad omens of Rahu over everyone. There are now the omens of Jupiter over you. Then, while moving along, some experience an eclipse of the omens of Rahu. This is why it is said, if you want to see the greatest unfortunate ones in the world, you can see them here. You souls say, I am receiving the inheritance of constant happiness from the Father. Baba, I took this inheritance from you in the previous cycle too. You have come to the Father once again. The Father has explained, many will come to your centres out there to understand these things. This here is the court of Indra. Shiv Baba is Indra. He rains this knowledge on you. Therefore, no one impure can come here into such a gathering. All of you angels, you Brahmins, who are guides, are told not to bring those who indulge in vice with you. Otherwise, both are responsible. If someone brings along such a person who indulges in vice, both of them have big stains on them, and there would then be great punishment. There is a huge responsibility on you angels. It is said that by bathing in the Mansarovar lake, one becomes an angel. In fact, it is the Mansarovar of this knowledge. Baba enters a human body and rains this knowledge. He is the ocean of knowledge. You are rivers and also lakes. The ocean of knowledge sits in this one and makes you children worthy of going to heaven. In heaven, it is the kingdom of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan. This is the aim and objective of the family path. They say we will both sit on the pyre of this knowledge and become Lakshmi and Narayan. You want to claim a high status. Souls are desperate for half a cycle. Baba, come and teach us Raj Yoga and purify us. The Father gives you a signal. The people of Bharat, who believe in the deities, have definitely taken 84 births. Try and explain to those who are the devotees of the deities how the Father comes and establishes three religions. He establishes the Brahmin, the Sun dynasty, and the Moon dynasty religions. Then, for half a cycle, there are no new religions established. Then in the other half, there are so many sects and religions established. On the other hand, there is only the one religion established for half a cycle, and that is also a kingdom that is established at the confluence age for the future. All the other founders of religion established their own religions in this old world. Here the Father establishes one religion, which lasts for half a cycle. No one else has this power. The Father makes you belong to him, establishes the sun and moon dynasties, and then everything else has to be destroyed. All souls then go into silence, and you go into happiness. At that time, there is no sorrow for which you would need to remember God. You have this knowledge in your intellects. You know that the Father, who is the ocean of knowledge, is giving you this knowledge. There is only the one ocean. You would not call yourselves oceans. You become his helpers, and this is why you are called the Ganges of knowledge. That other one is a river of water. The Father says, "You, my children of the ocean of knowledge, have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. That is, you have become impure. By remembering me now, you will become pure. This world cycle is 5,000 years. No one knows this. The world cycle is of four equal parts. There are four ages. This confluence age is the benevolent age. It is called the confluence, kumbh. A confluence is a meeting, mela. A river comes and merges into the ocean. Souls come and meet the Supreme Soul. This is also called a meeting. You can now witness the meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. You meet among yourselves and have seminars. That cannot be called the meeting, the confluence. The ocean is seated in his own place. He is in this one's body. The ocean of knowledge is where this one's body is. You Ganges of knowledge meet amongst yourselves. Rivers can be big or small. People go to bathe there. There are the rivers Ganges, Jamuna and Saraswati, etc. Delhi on the banks of the river Jamuna is heaven. It is said that when Delhi was the land of angels, it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Not that it was the kingdom of Sri Krishna. Only when Radha and Krishna become a couple can they rule. You children are now so happy. Many storms of Maya will come. This is unlimited boxing. Each one is battling with the five vices. We want to remember Baba constantly, but Maya breaks our intellect's yoga. They even show a play where God pulls you from one side and Maya pulls you from the other side. They have made a play about this. The fashion of films has come about recently. According to the drama, you have to explain using the example of films. In a play, there can be change. This is an eternally predestined, imperishable drama. That which is predestined is taking place. When so-and-so dies, it is because he only had that much of a part to play. Therefore, why should we worry? It was in the drama. Once he has left his body, he cannot come back into it again. What is the benefit of crying about it? The name of this place is the Land of Sorrow. In the Golden Age, there are the kings who had conquered attachment. There is a story about this too. There is no question of attachment in the Golden Age. Here people have so much attachment to one another. When someone doesn't cry on the death of someone, others would cry and make that person cry, so they feel he is sympathizing. Otherwise there would be defamation. All of these systems belong to Barrett. It is in Barrett that there is happiness, and it is in Barrett that there is a lot of sorrow. Gods and goddesses used to rule in Barrett. Foreigners used to take back old images with a lot of happiness. There is a lot of regard for antiques. The most ancient one of all, Shiva, came here. They worship him a great deal. Now that Shiv Baba has come, you don't worship him. It is because he came and departed that they continue to worship him. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Keep this knowledge of the drama in your intellect and remain carefree. Don't worry about anything, because you know that that which is predestined is taking place. Become free from attachment. 2. Since you are experiencing the omens of Jupiter from the Father, take care that you don't become eclipsed by the omens of Rahu. If there are any bad omens, finish them by donating this knowledge. Blessing. May you pay attention to your own tension and then finish the tension of the world as a world benefactor. When you pay more attention to others, you create tension in yourself. So instead of creating expansion, stabilize in the essence. Merge thoughts of quantity and have thoughts of quality. First of all, pay attention to your own tension. You will then be able to become a world benefactor and finish all the many types of tension in the world. First of all, look at your own self. Self-service is first. When you serve yourself, others will then automatically be served. Slogan: in order to experience yoga, control your mind with the power of determination. Aviat signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. To the extent that you become a volcanic form of an instrument for establishment, to that extent the flames of destruction will appear. The collective volcanic form of remembrance will complete the task of destruction of the world. For this, special yoga programs should continue to take place at all the centers, and these will fan the flames of destruction. The fire of destruction will begin with the fire of yoga, and the flames will be ignited by the flame. Om Shanti.